Wait. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Baghdad Carol Cox's radio show. Anyway, had a great day, and it was the 4th of July, came to my house early, you might say. And I want to thank all of you guys out there for your support. And right off the bat, I want you to know that it's not what I'm going through. I guess I got to pull your coattail on this. If I think I was reading in the paper that these things happen in third world nations. And we always make reference to, we act like we're a third world nation. And all you guys that sit around and talk that crap about the World Bank and all of this and that, at your doorsteps, you got elements out here that will go and beat you upside the head with a pipe. And we're still a free nation. And we're sending guys and deploying troops and stealth bombers and all that other munitions to make sure that people are free from bombing and beating and attacks. You get the drift. So while I appreciate all of you kind-hearted people for supporting me, and I won't dismiss that and belittle that, and I love it. It's actually encourageable. But the problem is, I want you to get the real point, and that point is that though it happened to me, imagine these elements out there that behave in this fashion, are free to roam, and imagine those people that really don't, their incidents don't rise to the level of public media, or no one listens to them, or they get dismissed because they're told, you must be hanging out with the wrong crowd, or you must be doing something wrong. You know, and I get a lot of that too, and you're an okay guy, we know that, and what have you. So, just to share with you that it's an ordeal, but the game has changed now. When they bring it to your home, then I must become more vocal, and I was being patient about this, and I've alluded to it and said to you that from a political standpoint, Neil Abercrombie is probably the worst of the worst of the worst, and his attorney general, Louis, while he may be good at woodworking and making bowls, but his cup's running over with nonsense. This activity that you see, and unfortunately, I don't know what the motivation is, but today's paper, there's an article in the Advertiser, and I'll just say a little bit about it. But these things that the Advertiser writer claims that he broke these stories, if you may recall, I talked to you about Hanchett and all of that in the presence of Robin Danner and others who appeared on the show before this. So you got to ask the question, if the Advertiser has been exposing DHHL and really hard-hitting and doing all of that, why wasn't their home bombed? Why wasn't the reporter's home bombed? So what's going on? Are we really having an impact on this thing? So I beg to part with a little respect that sometimes we get caught up in this exclusive, we're the first. Well, I just tried to bring you the truth, and that truth is, if you recall, I set out on this endeavor to expose the Department of Hawaiian Homelands and Neil Abercrombie's inability and willingness to ignore and willing to defraud the public, primarily beneficiaries of the Hawaiian Homes Land Act. So we'll talk about that, and I'm going to leave the phones open. I, like Ed was saying a long time ago, but I just like to let things play out, let them, though I may work at a hurried pace, I like to let things work themselves out, give everybody an opportunity so that I then won't be told you're overreacting. So feel free, 524-1080, express yourself or express if you think I should watch my back a little bit more or whatever. I'd like to hear from you, and a great many of you have asked, why don't I talk about this? And I'll share with you a little bit more. There's some light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel, I should say. You may have seen the video, and you can pick this up, by the way, right now live on carolcox.com or KWAI 1080 AM if your radio is not getting good reception. Just go to those websites, click on them, and wait, and you'll hear the show. Caller, good morning. You have a comment or question?
Yes, good morning. I have to agree with you, Carol, about Rob Perez's story this morning. It's really just a safe attempt. He's tiptoeing around. You know, he mentions the racetrack, but he never, ever mentions all your work in that the fact that you broke Hanchett's story in February 2013, way before it came out in the newspaper, and it's just so sad. Like you said, I haven't seen him get beat up. I don't see his cars being firebombed. Your investigation has really uncovered the entrenched corruption and the sinister forces that are allowed to operate through the Department of Hawaiian Homeland, Department of Interior, and the governor has had that and done nothing. I apologize, but I believe this is a lynching of you, Mr. Cox. And there's no outcry, there's no protest, no protection, when in fact it's been your in-depth investigation.
Well, thank you. I guess I crossed the line.
Well, somebody needed to, and I'm glad you did, and I hope more people stand up and say, this is the line we need to cross. If David Lewy, our Attorney General, HBD, if there's no crime busting, then this is all this is a DHHL underworld.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let the horses out of the barn, so to speak, and just say to you that I'm not bothered about any of this, the attack. It's when you attack my home and the family. I don't become nervous. I become unreasonable in a sense, because when you trust the system to take the necessary actions and for example, and I'll lay these things out, so because there's this debate or this chatter that he must have really getting on to something, must be really getting close to something, must be really, you got him running scared. None of the above. What this is about, in a nutshell, this is about a single citizen with the help of many supporters like yourselves who believe in the American way to do the right thing, that we all be free of racism, hatred, bigotry, bullyism, and all of that, and government that is not responsible. That's what this is about. This isn't about, no one has said, and no one will ever be able to say, that I got in bed with the mob and was supposed to traffic 500 pounds of cocaine for them, and on the way I decided to hook up with some teenage girls and party and blow the money, and now they're on the hunt for me. It's not one of those movies. This is about a simple-minded individual who wanted to take his characteristics and his education and his background and lay it over what we see every day in our communities. I'm just an individual who don't like to talk about it and sit in circles and complain about the World Bank and the Minahunis and all of those things that we say that are under our bed and our pillowcases and what have you, listening in on our radios and phone calls and checking our mail and emails. I'm not just one of those people. I'm a doer. Some of you are doers too, but it's subdued because these very acts. The governor's inability and willingness to rip off the native people as well as the taxpayers in this state only serves to encourage the individuals who are willing to openly and in broad daylight attack a citizen, period. Not just me, I use the term citizen. So if some of you see me and you think, well, God, you know, one guy said, I'd be a nervous wreck by now. For what? Become a nervous wreck because I'm simply doing what I believe is right, what I've been taught was right, and what I feel is right, because the evidence is people and myself. I don't believe personally, we've always said, but I don't believe we have any control over our government today. None. Zero. And so it is rather mind-boggling. Why would I take upon myself to go out there and poke and probe and prod these people, and knowing now the government has already failed and just not going to do anything anyway, knowing that, and knowing that the only recourse that I have is to go back and take what I've found and what I've gathered as evidence and give it back to the same damn government agencies that does nothing, did nothing, and allows it to go and get into this state. I need a psychiatrist. I don't need a bodyguard. That's, to be honest with you. But again, I really don't need either. I just need room, a broad berth to do what I do. And it's no fun to wake up and walk out and see your house, your car is on blaze, and no. But then it warms my little heart to know that I get through this, and to be able to convey to you, what is it worth? I don't know. Am I just joining in the chatter? Maybe we've just, it's over. Maybe this place called America is done. Maybe we've all been lying to ourselves. Maybe. Because if in the civil rights days, when a person was bombed, a cross was burned, nobody said anything. The government said nothing. The city council said nothing. You wouldn't read anything in the Delta Democrat Times or the Bolivar commercial that says another house was bombed or and shame on these people. They would report the story maybe, but it would be arsonist or something of that nature. Would you believe that it happened here in Hawaii, this place called Paradise? And I read some comments online. It says, well, hey, when you speak up, expect to be beaten up, you know, along in that vein. So the key is to understand that, and I'm going to lay out a number of things to you in this. This is about exposing these entities and individuals using state land, Hawaiian homeland, having the governor to assemble the DHHL and appointing, which is every governor has this responsibility and had this responsibility. And I might add, every single and governor that has been governor has failed the American people because it is a congressional mandate. It is funded, tax dollars are taken to fund the Hawaiian Homes Act and make sure that it's implemented. And each and every governor of the state of Hawaii has failed. Now, Kaitana, if you want to call and sue, this isn't PRP. This is about telling the truth. You failed. You allowed the cesspool to develop and build. John Waihe, you failed. And now it's Neil Abercrombie's time. And you have attorney generals appointed. And I met with the attorney general agents. And I think I tried to convey to you. And I'm going to talk about all of this so you'll understand. Because, you know, this is just simply, basically, their lack of action has enamored this and insulated these individuals and emboldened them to think that, well, hell, we were able to beat someone up in the daylight, commit an act of murder practically, and what happened? Not a damn thing, nothing. So if that's the case, and in that case, there are statements, and I've posted them on carolcox.com a while back. George Grace III filed a request for a restraining order and was granted it. And based on those statements, that Mark Awohi of Awohi Trucking, Awohi Brothers Trucking, had visited his shop, threatening to attack him. Now, this is what Mr. Grace wrote. Submitted that to the police department, submitted that to the courts. And you would have thought that based on that, someone in enforcement, the attorney general, and I met with the attorney general, I gave them statements, I gave them a written document signed that Chad Suarez was giving kickbacks to Kalei Young, the land agent. These aren't my words. This is a written statement signed by Chad Suarez. And on the heels of that delivering and meeting with the Attorney General agents, I in turn get whacked in open public. You would think the Attorney General would be really pissed off just on the general purposes of just the general nature. I'm the Attorney General. None of this happens on my... This is a witness of mine. This person, this citizen, or this thing... I use the term thing because I think that's what the Attorney General and the state agencies think that I am now. It's they've dehumanized me in their eyes or in their description, because you would think they would welcome this behavior that I present to them and getting information and coming to them with trust and putting it in their hands and explaining, you know, tasking myself to do this. I don't have any obligation to do this. So, you get that information, and you get whacked. You know, even in a podunk town like Mississippi in the backwoods, where the methane gas rises every morning and you know, the guy gets out of his log cabin and scratches and wakes up and, you know. Even there, there is some responsible, respectable law enforcement effort. No, I got nothing. Nothing. And in turn, so you have that. And what is this strike about? Can I say it's based on, it's because one individual is mad at me because I've exposed him? No. It is a number of factors that exist, that shouldn't exist. When you go to the state and you file a complaint or you become a witness to an individual, to an activities, you expect a responsible handling of that, and you respect that. Imagine how discouraged you will be after I tell you this story. That is there really any need to get involved, and should you be stupid enough to get involved when you know that your ass is hanging out because you're dealing with an agency, the Attorney General? Well, this is first the Attorney General. We talk to them, you go to them, you trust them because they are the Attorney General. That is an office of respect. That just natural. That's what we why it's in place. It's the beacon of hope. It's light. It's going to shine on the cockroaches if they got the right evidence, the right information in it. But not under this Abercrombie regime. Mm-mm. Nope. Corruption? Nope. Not our interest. Building buildings is our business. Getting it done is our business. So when I come to Louis's office and present this information, and I hand that information over, and I then also had my hopes up, and they were kind of a little water poured on them. You recall this 13 tons of, and this is all related down to Department of Hawaii and Homelands, and also related to the Attorney General's office and the Governor's office and the State Health Department and the DLNR. And a few other state agencies, which is SHPDE, falls under DLNR, and the Department of Transportation. What is corruption? Is it that corruption in government is only when an individual, a corrupt government, is only corrupt when its workers takes monies and funnel it to themselves? Is corruption where they give their jobs to their neighbors and to their neighbors' friends? Is it corruption when they take the car and use it? Is it corruption? What is the corruption in government? Or is corruption also the act of not doing anything by being informed that there is a violation, that the taxpayer is being defrauded, that the rights of the people are eroding because of certain individuals in government, and you as an administrator fail to act appropriately to abate that behavior or to incarcerate that behavior or what have you. So all of the above. This is, you know, we say this is a corrupt state. It is beyond corruption because you have educated people who've sworn the oath, take an oath to uphold the laws of this state and these United States. Caller, good morning. You have a comment, a question?
Good morning, Mr. Cox. You know, after your beating, the state's not doing anything.
Ouch!
Now with the car burning, you know, it's time to get the state out of the picture. It's time for the FBI to get involved. We've got that huge building in Kailai-Loa. It's called the FBI building. It's time for them, a federal government investigation of this state and the state attorney general. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's time to get involved, and it's time for the VP to get involved. And the VP, I'll explain it to you, the voting people. Because if you, you know, I'm really, honestly, I'm very, very nervous, extremely nervous about this process because, you know, some say, oh, I'm feeling for you. And just the reverse of that, I haven't begun to think how bad it is for me. I don't have time to do that. What is more prevalent, more obvious, and more concerning is that a community of people, a state, a population here in this state, and it seems to be the trend, we just don't give a damn. We've been deprived. And all that. Be careful. They're out to get you. That's, to me, is more frightening than to see my car blaze. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But honestly, I'm being very, you know, and I appreciate all of you guys tossing it out there and be careful. And you really want to make me uncomfortable and make me feel bad inside. It's to tell me to be careful when thugs are behaving in the fashion. Yes, I understand now. I'm not dismissing, but I'm conveying with you the bigger picture. We are a community. We can stand together, but somehow the cohesiveness in that community is eroding, diminished to a level of anything goes. Let's go back for a bit and off subject here for a minute. Our children, a five-year-old girl gets beaten to death because the damn agencies that are involved got rules and dragged. And what is that? There's Peter Boy and there are other children. Not just Carol Cox now, you know, I lived through this one and unfortunate my family is impacted and become stressed. But I'm not trying to sit here and convey to you that I'm Superman. I'm a human being. But if you really want to know the level of anxiety and what's triggering the anxiety is a look in the eyes of all the people out there. And say that exponentially, the governor, the attorney general, and any other entity that is responsible for this has failed us and has no shame, and won't respond and stay away from it because it's political. I haven't heard the candidate say anything. This is a firebombing. This is an open attack on a free citizen. Not even if you weren't free, we still have rules. In Abu Ghraib, there is more freedom there. You have one soldier take a picture of the incarcerated there with some sexual act, and the world blew up. But have one beating or one explosion or car bombing, a firebomb of a home of a free citizen, where's the attorney general? You know, usually I think, and I love animals, but I think I was saying to myself, damn, I remember when the dog was hurt, the governor and everybody was out there talking about it. But a citizen's home and his family is attacked, where are they? I guess maybe I'm standing along the street corners waving signs so that they got us where they want us. We're going to vote for them. But anyway, this situation presents itself and presents many examples of why, and again, I got to be very careful and not to let you think that I'm unappreciative of all the kind wishes and the support. I don't want you to mix that. That takes me a long way, because it's say to me that you're expressing your dissatisfaction with a distasteful behavior and lack of behavior or action on the part of government. I get that part. But I want to convey to you, and with great emphasis, that we, at the current trend and at the current pace, forget the middle class debate, forget the economic debate, the right and the expectation to be able to freely speak, to be able to freely report on actions taken by the government. And all of that, to freely do that, and without being accosted and attacked. That's what they're doing right now in Syria and many other nations, supposedly. Don't happen here in the nation of Hawaii, or in the state of Hawaii, or the United States of America. No, don't happen. That's wrong. That's an assumption we've gotten too comfortable with ourselves. But in this, back to the Attorney General, I go in and I get a call, and the Attorney General wants to meet with me. The agents want to meet with me. And I go and I meet with them, and we meet, and I'm thinking we're going to be talking about calcium hydroxide. You know, that was the 13 tons of calcium hydroxide that I had found and discovered there, illegally dumped and disposed on Hawaiian state land. 13 tons, folks. Okay? Actually, supposedly there's 15 tons, but there's 2 tons that were buried because the so-called tenant in the adjacent property used the other 2 tons to take and mix with pig manure from a company that was supposed, from Ecofeed, that was supposed to dispose of it properly, so to keep the smell down, because calcium hydroxide, basically lime, if you want to call it, but it can be caustic, and when it's wet, and it's bad for the environment, especially in an area like that with the water table so low, so shallow, and what have you. So you'd think that I get this call, and I'm thinking, okay, great. So I spend the better part of a day and a half preparing, and I get there to the meeting, and for Attorney General agents sitting there, they don't want to talk about that. So I reflect back, and I'm telling you now, this is the individual that set the fire at my house, the individual that attacked me, not directly related. I can't say to you that they got orders from the state to do it. But when they see that finding 13 tons of hazardous waste or contaminants dumped into the environment on state land is no laughing matter, I think it registers up there pretty high of concerns. So you see this, and you're the guys who want to beat up on people, and you're the bullies, and so you see this and go, well, that's funny. The government didn't give a damn about that. In fact, the government engaged in a process And this is where the state health department comes in. So, you know, I tell you that I go out and being dumb enough to go out and take upon myself, you know, and collect this information. They should already be doing that, you know. That's what we pay them for. That's what we have them in place for. That's what the state mandate is. You understand. You get my drift. But I come along this Mississippi mud puppy bearing the name of Carol Cox, who goes out there and going to be the do-gooder. Ignoring the fact that there shouldn't be a need for do-gooders, because this is everyday business. This is their responsibility. You know, they're supposed. We're paying them hand and over fist of money. They're stuffing their pockets with our tax dollars, federal monies, grants, endowing themselves. You know, and I take it upon myself. Well, they left it alone. I'll go out there and I'll be Johnny Good Citizen and I'll do this. And, you know, because it hurts our children, it hurts the environment, it's just bad. If the contaminants, when the Hawaiians do get this land back, who's going to clean it up? They're going to inherit this, and this is all poppycock. So I take upon myself to do it. And I carefully photograph, document, write it up, give it to the state health department. State health department goes back out in the field, and the reporter, the inspector who's, quote, investigating the incident, my report, goes out and takes out the email with my pictures and my name and shows the person responsible for the illegal dumping, saying, oh, yeah, well, Carol Cox sent us a complaint about you, and here's his pictures and here's his email, when the state law and the state protocol supposedly is that they don't disclose the complainant. You're anonymous. We can't give you the papers right now, Mr. Cox or Citizen X, because we have to redact the names of various individuals and sensitive information. We can't tell you which agents or what have you. We have to be careful. So we have 10 days to do that. But in 10 seconds, they have no concern for the interest and the protection and adhering to the law and protecting citizens who dare be stupid enough to do their job or come back to them. Imagine that. This is how far we have gone from the center line, folks, when we talk about democracy. And I know this is just my perspective, but I'm trying to tell you, as we say on the street, this is the real deal. You ain't going to get anything better than this. And I'm not going to bother to sit here and be eloquent about and using certain terminologies that only the professor can understand. I'm talking to the people that have the ability to make a difference, to go out there and vote. You and me, the same ones that they think they can stand on the street corner and wave at us. Because anybody else with lots of money and lots of power don't have to go through there. They just invite the knuckleheads to a party, get them drunk, and tell them, this is what I want. I got this plan to build 5 buildings in the next 5 years. You see, that's how that game's played. So I'm not talking to that group of people. They contribute to the erosion of our and the integrity of our system. So not only did they disclose, the health department disclose the fact that I was a complainant to the person who violated the law and who dumped it, they went further to cover up for the violator. They went further. The material was on as Floyd Carnes, who is ultimately was responsible party for moving it, FCS trucking. He in turn explains that he moved this material on behalf of road and highway builders, who apparently has great political influence in this state. And in turn, he moved it for them. So the state apparently felt it necessary, the health department felt it necessary to bend over to shield road and highway builders, the big money player, and conceal the fact that road and highway builders should have been fined, should have been taken to task legally for the violation. Because the rules are, once you generate waste from cradle to grave, you're responsible for it. So if you generate it and you come along and give it to someone else, you're still responsible. You can't say, I paid someone to truck it and they went, no. It invites too much. So they, the health department, lied and said, oh, it's hazardous materials. We've tested it and it's hazardous. And then they changed the lie and said, well, we're doing tests on it. And then I was able to recover documents that they weren't doing any tests. What they were doing was busy trying to figure out what landfill to put it in and who was going to truck it and who was going to quietly truck it so no one would know. This is the cover-up, guys. This is why when we put these things together in totality, you'll get the picture, is that while I can't tell you that the government was responsible for hitting me in the head and the government was responsible for bombing my house, they, in legal terms, vicariously or indirectly, or lack of, they're doing their due diligence and doing their work as mandated. They contributed. They created the climate. They invited. They encouraged the attack on me. And yet, they sit and still behave in a fashion that they don't care. Caller, good morning. You have a comment or question?
Hi, Carol. I'm so sorry about what happened. I mean, it must bring back memories of Mississippi, you know, the KKK.
No, no, it reminds me of Hawaii.
Let's get
to the point, brother. You know, it's okay once in a while. You know, like I beat up on Mississippi too. But my point this morning is to say, you know, Dave, that it's right here at our doorsteps. You get my drift?
Oh, I know your drift. I'm kind of experiencing it too. Listen, is there a possibility? I would think you'd be able to sue the state of Hawaii. And when you were divulging that information, they weren't supposed to divulge, right?
Well,
that's what damages right there. And,
suing Hawaii means I'd be suing the people, the very people I'm sitting here saying, hey, we're in this together. So
isn't that the irony of it?
That's the irony of it. I don't believe that I would ever approach that. Somebody's probably saying, what a fool, he should take the money and run. Well, no. There's a bigger thing at loss here, at risk.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, you know, hell, you walk out of your house and you see your... I get excited when I leave my car lights on and run. I go, oh, my God, I left my... You know, get upset. Now I left my bag. You understand the stress. Multiply that. I can't say it on air, but I had some of the choicest French words that I didn't know I spoke French.
Well, it is really sad. It kind of tells you the state of Hawaii at this point in time. It's corrupted. You know that. But by the way, do you have any idea of who might be the candidate for governor? I mean, what's the one that's running? You got movie
ahead
of it. David Ega, he might be a possibility. But, you know, I think the system is so corrupted, no matter who gets in there.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing with Abercrombie. He's been so corrupted. And if he really did the right things, he might be fireballed himself.
Yeah.
if he would do the right thing. There's a bunch of people in the state that are just, life is good and they're going to do everything they can to make it good for them.
Well, what's escaping us all and what's lost upon us is that we are selecting the same breed of people. The same system, the same political system, and the same caucus, and all of that that's convenes every other whatever and talk about these things, and we see government reaching what was that, the vexatious requester law. And do you know that 213 people were arrested in the state of Hawaii for pissing on the sidewalk in public? Did you know that?
But
do you know that not one person has been arrested for openly beating up on an individual in public?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's where the priorities are.
Do you know that not one individual has been hit and blown up and they have their cars blown up? But yet, you know, just yesterday, 213 people. 213 people arrested for pissing on the sidewalk.
They get fines and busted for pissing.
Yeah, and did you know that the mayor, who has control over the police department and on the, has been out there writing several laws every day about sidewalks and being on, but you know the mayor hadn't written one darn law that says we're not going to stand for this. I have convened a task force. Though it was one, obviously, something's wrong here to be beaten and now to blow up your house. You get my drift, are you?
I find this incredible, the thievery of the city and county of Honolulu, of the poorest, most vulnerable people around on the sidewalk. And stealing their stuff, and then you go and claim it, and your computers, your laptops are missing, your cell phones are missing. Oh, we don't know what happened to it. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. It's outrageous, you know, and beyond belief. It's just,
I'm just drawing these parallels to deal with this nonsense.
Can I make an announcement? I remember there's a couple of hearings coming up, but. For what it's worth, I mean, I go to so many hearings that they don't hear you.
Situation with if you go by right now and take and deface one political sign. That's a felony, and they're all over your ass for that, right? But you can burn down a house and. You know, or you can attack an individual, and I'm insert any name there. And so let me go back for a bit and say that it troubles me to know that these elements are out there. What about the other population that the police is not sufficiently able to cover because they don't have manpower? Administration doesn't value that, and we're chasing people with sidewalks and making sure that downtown Waikiki. What about Waianae, Waimanalo, people that are being bullied and threatened by individuals? And I'm not the only one that's in the receipt of these treatments. Right?
You know, people, when you're homeless, you get beaten. And people get beaten every day.
But not just the homeless now. I'm talking about this is any other citizen with a home. These are the things that something, there needs to be a reassessment on everybody's part.
Different priorities. Anyway, can I tell you, I got to catch your best person. Can I make a couple announcements of these hearings? The urination and defecation hearing is going to happen at Wynwood Community College.
Yeah, that's what I said, that Hawaii has become the urination. that was my take on it.
That's what we're going to talk about. Well, I have some poop pads. How absurd this is. Here's a poop pad. He has a poop pad. Put us at 20 cents. He put those out of it. If you guys can't pay, you have this urination container. And of course, then, if you pull down your pants, you know what will happen? You need some exposure because you pull down your pants.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the need to exposure. So if you try and do your urination, pull down, that's another citation. Yeah, 30 days in jail.
What's your announcement real quick? You said something about
it. Well, we're going to meet college. They're going to have the city council is going to meet there, and they're gonna, at 2 o'clock, and they're going to have the hearing on the minimum age and the certain bylaw, which is totally absurd, you know, because they're going to try and... We're trying to pass, and you know, remember they shelved that because they knew it was so ridiculous, and now all of a sudden it's in the highlight. And then on Monday, by the state capitol, we'll have room 229. We'll have that.
What date? Real quick, we're coming down.
Oh, okay. Anyway, this is a homeless working group we have going, which is really.
Is that headed by Mr. Chong?
Yeah.
You're doing it to me, brother. You hurt my feelings, man.
Anyway, we speak up, and we got to speak up, you know.
First I get beaten in public, then I get my house bombed, my car bombed, and now you then call up and tell me about Suzanne Chong. I go, what's with you, man?
I don't know. The thing is, we have to speak up. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm sorry. But
well, call back in the next hour. You feel free to go ahead. But okay. A lot of people, have been asking me, and why don't you talk about it? Because I have a different take on it. I don't think people want to hear. But I'm going to say it anyway because it's my
show. I'm going to get out of bed.
Okay.
Gus.
All right. Take care. Anyway, I'm going to come back and talk more about this. 524-1080, I'd like to have your comments, or if you think I'm way off base, then please feel free. I can take it. And I just think, and I'll leave you with this for this hour, while it troubles me to have such things and go through this, that's fine. I can deal with that. I personally can assure you I'll be standing. What's really painful is that I know what it is, that feeling and the taste of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of the ability to write, all of those things, freedom to pray, do whatever you want to do, all of that. And guess what? We're handing it back. And we celebrate soldiers. The president, he talks about the soldiers and how great they're doing and fighting for our freedom. And yet, the boys on the back line here, the administrators, the governors and all, seem to think that he's just whistling Dixie. So, I'm okay with it if you are, but it's impacting us all. So, we'll talk to you in the next hour, and thank you.
Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108.
us have it bad. Yeah, you know I don't know what love is, people. Some people say love is just a gamble, but whatever it is, it's enough to drive old be mad. They say love is just a proposition, fever. It's strictly a game of give and take. They say you're strictly a game of give and take. Well, but my woman took all I gave her, and I'm here to tell you that love proposition stuff's a fake. Well, I don't claim to be no gambler, fever. Well, I don't know much about the dice. Yes, I don't claim to be no gambler, fever. I tell you, I don't know much about the dice.
Time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
Hey, good morning again. Welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. Beautiful morning here, and I'm just talking smack. And just giving some insight and some of my feelings. I've tried to share with many of you about the attack and things that led up to this, on the attack on me, I should say. And also the recent firebombing of my home. And let me tell you, again, if you didn't join me in the earlier show, I'm claiming and alleging and all of the above that I believe that the governor's inability and lack and willingness to enforce the law at DHHL and make sure that it was operating above board, and the Hawaiian Homelands, at also the DLNR, also the State Health Department, and on and on. If he had a policy that zero tolerance for nonsense, I probably would say you wouldn't be, these subjects wouldn't be gracing the newspapers or the evening news. I got John Nolan on the phone, as you, some of you may know. John Nolan was here joining us. It was had a show here, and hopefully get back in the afternoon. But I got him on, and we're just going to just chat and talk about. John called me up and was pretty moved by what he was reading, and so I told him, come on in and hang with me. John, good morning. How are you?
Joe Cox, happy Sunday to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. How did you like that blues, B.B. King doing his thing, man?
I saw B.B. King at the NBC, came out here a couple years back, and I'll tell you, not only was he a gentleman, but I went backstage. He remembered when my mom used to sing around town, and I'll tell you, I love B.B. King.
Oh, yeah. That's B.B. King, he's from Indianola. I'm from Cleveland. Right there, and my grandfather was from Grass, Mississippi, in the same area, same family. So you can never put B.B. down. So
the thrill will never be gone about B.B. King, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So what's happening? And you've been listening in at all of these?
Well, my friend, first of all, sorry to hear about these unfortunate incidents that are happening. I think there's no room for that kind of activity in this state. Anybody that's behind that should be fully taken to the extent of the law and what they've done. They should be thrown in jail. It's a political season. Any candidate that stands down and doesn't do something about the citizens of the state of Hawaii, then there's something wrong here. First of all, if it is something that you allege that is going on with the state, there's no room for that, and I think that Neil Abercrombie should address it. I think that obviously he should find out what is going on in his departments to find out what is happening, if that's the case. If somebody's going rogue on him in any of his departments, that's not good for any individual, and that's not Hawaii, and that's not aloha.
Right.
That's not aloha, and this is the state of aloha.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's embarrassing to see news like this go across the country. I'm a Keiki Okaina, born and raised here. When I see news like that happens, it's embarrassing that a few bad mangoes, will give the rest local people, or people here in the state of Hawaii, literally a black eye. And that's not, do we need that? No. Should that stuff go on? No. And right now, I think something should be done. So we'll see how quickly things get going. People are running for office. They want to do something. Here's a subject matter right here they can throw out on the political table and start figuring out how best they would do it if they were in office.
Right. Hey, can you hold on for 1 second here? There's another call. I want to see if you maybe want to participate with them, because I'm excited, man. And I want to share, since I spoke with you, If you'd like to see the video, we post it up on carolcox.com. Go to the button that says news, and you can see the actual flare-up, the explosion. And you know the good thing about this, John? We got word that this individual, information that identifies him, number one. Number two are the two individuals. That's the word on the street right now. And then secondly, he got burned and burned his chest. So, hey, guess what? If we have an aggressive follow-up on this, there might be some arrests. And guess what? That means the rest of these thugs will also go down. I won't say in flames, but hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Uncle Joe?
Uncle Joe, how are you? What you going to do about these thugs over there? This is your neck of the woods. You're a commissioner. What you going to do, bro?
You know, in Maine, on the island of Hawaii, I brought it to the table. Are we going to wait for another funeral? And my fellow commissioners looked at me and wondering, what is he talking about, another funeral? Well, the funeral that I talked about previous to, are we going to, because I said I'm very concerned in what's happening with Carol Cox and with George Grace. With the piping of Carol Cox and the threatening of George Graves, I'm very concerned about this. Are we going to wait for another funeral before we do something? And they looked at me like, what are you talking about, another funeral? Well, all these people that died on the waiting list is the funerals that I talk about. So are we going to wait for another funeral before we do something? Now, a firebombing?
Well, Uncle Joe, you know the trick is to discern the two, because the Native Hawaiian and the beneficiaries died a slow, painful death.
very painful.
With the pipe, it was one hit over the head, and you don't know where you are. You don't even know you were an entity. So, see, that's a blessing in disguise. What I'm speaking to and what's motivating me is the hardship that every native person that believes in the system and trusts in it is excruciatingly, it's painful for them to watch it. It's so demeaning. My hit over the head, and I'm not going to be cavalier about this, it was, I mean, I popped up like the popping fresh doughboy. It didn't matter to me. I wouldn't have known anything. But I am saddened that within the agency, Hawaiians sticking it to other Hawaiians, the people that are being named as bear Hawaiian names, and the people that I was helping that led and helped attack me are Hawaiian.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pain. That honestly, I don't want to give anybody the impression that I don't care and I'm inviting beatings up, but it's sickening. So,
well, I'll tell you, like I said earlier, if this can happen to you, it can happen to any citizen here in the state of Hawaii.
And it can happen to me, too.
Exactly. It can happen to anybody. And so what happens when the citizens who are just doing what citizens should do, they should, and by the way, you know, Carol, I've had you on my show previously. I've always thought that there should be more Carol Coxes out there. More power to you, brother, that you can go out there, and when something's not being done for the citizens of Hawaii, that you stand up and you do what's right.
Exactly.
And so if you, by being hurt, hurts all citizens, hurts everyone, hurts the common man. And so right now, if they can get away with this kind of activity, get away with it to anybody on this island, and that is something that I shudder, because that means the average citizen isn't safe in this state. And I hope that Keith Kanashiro, the prosecutor, will be swift. And I know he is, because I know Keith. I know he's a stand-up guy. Also, Chief Kealoha, I played against him in high school. He went to Damien. I know that he'll do a swift job. I know that they will do what they need to do to bring these people to justice.
You know what disappoints me in this voting election?
Hello. Did I lose contact?
No, we're here.
Oh, okay.
What disappoints me is that...
Carol, I got to get into a meeting, but I want to just call. I just wanted to call on Sunday and let you know that I'm thinking about you, and I hope that this thing gets resolved.
Where are you broadcasting out of now? Are you got a show going on, or where?
I'm taking a break, but I'm over at the NBC affiliate, AM 1500, in the afternoons at 3 to 5 on AM 1500 NBC Sports Radio.
1500... NBC Sports.
Yeah, I'll be back up in August when football season starts.
All right, John.
Okay, thank
Aloha,
you.
Aloha, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I believe that I was looking at, there's David Ige and Neil Abercrombie, and this is what I felt that, and I don't know if people would agree with me, but I was thinking that, you know, get rid of this whole crew of people. Let's run... Kealoha. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think the chief should run for governor.
Well, you know,
I don't know now. I've watched him over the years, and and it's like, okay, he's not over. I just think something, unless somebody have some different opinion, but I watched him, and I think it'll bring us back to at least closer to the center line, because these guys have, you know, I'm a former congressman, and you couldn't tell me anything then, and you damn sure can't tell me anything now. You know.
Same old show.
Same old show. Hold on one second. Good morning. Caller, you have a comment or question?
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. Just one citizen granted, but... as you are not alone, and as long as I can think, perhaps not walk, I am with you. Abstract comments, collusion, conspiracy, corrupt fraud, all empirical fact. It's the genocide of the law. Fault lies with most of the people for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
We're infested by big money, corporation, oligarchs at every aspect, in government, out of government. They've infiltrated the court, Sierra Club. It's a diabolical plan to enhance the elite. These are not just abstractions, and where you ask me for specific incidents, I could give it to you. They control the media, so how is the public supposed to know what's going on? They are the bewildered herd. And if they're supposed to act, they have to act on what they know, and they're deprived of justice and what they are supposed to know.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
And this is the sad part, and I share this with you so much, is the genocide of Aloha. It's gone. Get it back. I don't know how.
It's still here.
I'm out to get it back.
Wait. Just because thugs grace the front page of the news, and that doesn't mean Aloha isn't here. It's just it's been suppressed through these processes of thuggery and that people embracing. And the same thugs that were out there hitting me upside the head cooked lunch and dinner at these guys' rallies and campaign rallies. See, that's what Aloha and freedom is always here amongst us. It's here. It's just that if we allow it to the system to rob us of it.
Aloha and freedom, thanks to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It never went away, guys. That's my point. That's what keeps me going. So when we speak about it in these terms, it's like it's painful. It hurts me. I mean, I'm the equivalent of a drug addict, I guess. You ever experienced freedom?
Yes, I understand.
Honestly, have you ever experienced it? And then to be able to sit there and the three of us are sitting on the air here now and talking about, I know they can come and bomb our house, but at least we can do it.
Yes, that is democracy, but there are two kinds of democracy.
You know, so what happened after the fact, we'll hunt them down and, and hold them accountable.
Well, you hold me accountable. You hold me accountable, and I will do whatever I can for you and for the people, and Aloha. Thank you very much for taking my
call. Alrighty, take care.
Thanks
Richard. Go ahead, Uncle Joe.
We live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, yet we have the most incarcerated people on the planet.
Well, I can tell you a few I believe that I would help at that population, increase that population.
Anyway, I was going to say, that I support David Ige.
Uh-huh.
And you seen the front page when David Ige and Neil Abercrombie was on the front page. And then when you went into the local section, there was I with the David Ige shirt on.
But you also supported Neil Abercrombie last time, Uncle Joe. So
he failed me.
But I know. So
man, he failed a lot of people.
I'm just kidding you now, though.
No, understood. Understood. And I need the people to know that.
Yeah, but
yes, he's failed.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to David Ige myself on this. I mean, it's one thing to say, look how bad he is. Here's what Neil, this is David is talking about. Look how bad he is, and right. Well, what I don't hear is that look how good I am, and look how good I've done. David Ige, I was doing some research and looking back. What has he done that would, other than we're pissed off at Neil and we're discouraged by Neil and we know Neil is not the real deal. We knew all of that, but what has David Ige done? Honestly, in 29 years.
Well,
what has he done that's memorable?
For one thing, was part of the driving force that put $600 million together over a 20-year period at $30 million a year for Hawaiian Homes.
Okay, and then he gave him the money and turned his back and walked away, and I'm getting kicked in the head, beaten in the head, and my house bombed?
Well, hold on. Don't get excited.
No, I'm just being realistic.
No, I understand what you're saying. And then he reintroduces the Hawaiian language in the classroom.
Okay.
But this is what happened with me now. We had a stew and rice in Kailua.
Mm-hmm.
And question and answer after he makes his presentation. And then I ask him this question. After elected governor, what do you foresee in the Department of Hawaiian Homelands? This was his response. Appointing commissioners like you, Uncle Joe, I see change on the horizon. Now, I won't hold him fast to that. Get him elected, appoint me, reappoint me, and bring others that we can work together to change exactly what you bring to the forefront.
Well, yeah, that sounds real good. I like that, but here's a couple problems, stumbling blocks. See, he can appoint anybody he wants to. He can appoint Walt Disney and Howard Hughes and every other big money, you know, Hearst and everybody who's skilled at making money. Here's the problem. He still gets to name the chairman of the Hawaiian Homes, and he still gets to pick the director of the Hawaiian Homeland. So you have one person with one head wearing two hats thinking the same thoughts that he thinks, and I don't care who he names, and that is the greatest flaw there is. As a commissioner, you have no voice. Period. You can't even get things on the agenda. Not just you. When I use the term you, I use it loosely. So we need to get real. I don't care who he can put Albert Einstein on, but he still holds the key. He still holds the remote control that dictate what the director will and won't pass, what the director will and won't schedule, what the director will and put on an agenda, who to kick out and who not to kick out.
And that's the reason why at the Department of Interior hearing, I stated this. You know, when we ask, while we are in session, and there is a legal opinion that we need to get to make a decision on whatever the issue is at hand, we ask the Attorney General for a legal opinion. This is what the Attorney General's reply is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you may. No, you may not.
Right.
And that is not an opinion. That's a directive.
So here's what...
Hold on.
Okay.
So I come to the Department of Interior and the Department of Justice, and I turn around and I tell them, we need our own legal counsel that gives us this. They give us, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. And leave the decision to the commission for the benefit of the beneficiary. Now that's one thing that I'll be addressing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is two hats on one head. No, that's got to stop.
But I also might add the caveat is that the one person with one head and two hats has one heart. Now, is it corrupted?
Well,
and that's what I've seen here, and the lying and cheating. Not only does the governor, and not just Ige, but the governor, any of them, he also gets to dictate.
The governor's before him.
But the get to dictate who becomes a spokesperson. When you look at Young, who will lie through his teeth, anytime his mouth is puni chi, puni aloha chi. They even told some of the people that. I wouldn't respond to some of their queries, or they wanted been trying to contact me but can't reach me. You know how sickening that is when that is one of the bald-faced lies, the greatest lies ever told, when I'm pulling at their coattail practically every week at one time? So it's this kind of willingness, and I think it's a disservice to the people of Hawaii.
Exactly.
To the beneficiaries. For any commissioner to sit down and speak on a part that this is supposedly a bona fide process, a process that's going to afford justice and carry out the wishes of the native people. We all need to be able to say, look, I'm able to read the future, and I've been informed that this bus that we're traveling on as a ho-hum group is going to crash. It's going to careen down the canyon, and we're going to burn. And that's what's happening.
This canoe that we're traveling on has a hole in it.
Oh, yeah, and termites, too, so the hole gets bigger. As you know, not just a wave pounding it. But this is the great lie in the Interior Department. You know what? When I saw my car on fire the other night, they get okay, kick in the gear, fight and flight, you know, no problem, I can handle this, and you know, I do whatever within my means. But you want to know a degree of illness that I experienced?
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
Well, no, you can't. Because what it not that did not rise to the level of watching that debacle and that BS that went on with the Department of Interior, and just call them the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They came here, they give you so many minutes to speak, people going from island to island, they, you know, the whole process. Why did they allow this? They have the capacity to, they have oversight. You don't just give money and walk away. And now all of a sudden we're going to reinvent, you're looking at them as a god?
Not me.
No, I'm saying, so I that to me was excruciatingly painful. It was nauseating to see who the Pied Piper is playing a song and they're all waiting to march into the ocean. These are the same people that got you in the mess of turning their back on you for the last, how many years of Hawaiian Homes Act has been in?
90 years.
Right. So all of a sudden they show up on the shores with the staff and Esther Kiaina, and it's like, wow.
Hey, where's John Kerry?
John who?
John Kerry.
What does he do? I mean, in this process.
What happened was Mr. Crabb, Dr. Crabb, questioned John Kerry about where is mm-hmm. Hawaiian people. Give us an idea of where we are so that we can plan strategy to move forward. Who shows up? The Department of Interior. Where is the Department of State? Where is John Kerry? That's the guy we want here.
Well, I
people keep on saying, where is he? You can't do nothing.
Well, I can...
This thing up there is for nothing. You spend all this money, you wasted all this money to tell us that you're only taking comments, you're not taking testimony, you're not having this recorded.
Yeah. Well, I have to...
So people show up every night?
Yeah, I'm cautious of you because at some point I have to say, you know, this is a matter left up to the Hawaiian people, and it's not my place to say I know my limits, hopefully.
I understand
but,
that.
But I can only say that...
And appreciate everything that you have been doing environmentally, especially not only for the people of Hawaii, not only for the Hawaiian people in the Hawaiian homes, not only for that, but for the environment at large.
Yeah.
Because, you know, where does paradise look and smell like hell? And I've been on, I told that panel.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're not in charge.
Now, you know, there's, I'm told rumors that there's Floyd Carnes is going to be evicted or a notice of eviction. He's a gentleman that I discovered and exposed that he has old rent money back for a long ways back. And why was he not? And he was also fined by the, and found to be in a way operating unsafely by the federal government. Why was he not ever kicked off the property? Why would George, this is the discrimination that is tolerated amongst, unfortunately, George Grace, they've managed to isolate him and make him look like he's a bad person. But let me finish.
Let me include one more name. Uncle Ben Char.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but they don't know about Ben Char. But anyway, Ben Char and others. But why is it that when I find 13 ton of hazardous waste, toxic waste, just dumped on state land, they went to cover it up? And this is not in defense of George Grace.
No.
They went to cover it up. Okay. They went as far as protecting the company responsible for the contaminants. And yet, they went and served a search warrant. So here's the deal. When they want something from you, they want to take something from you, they evoke their rights as law enforcement and government and regulatory body. But when they want to soothe you and protect you, they can do that. Still, this is an incident that happened under the umbrella or the roof of the Hawaiian homelands.
Like for instance, Pasha and Road and Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That you take, for example, show you how far they will lie. They say that this property that involving the house where when I got hit for photographing, that the complaint is Mark Awohi or Awohi Brothers Trucking, has a piece of land that he got in a handshake deal, and in turn, but that's what he told me. But the rent payment for the property, the house that is being, modular home that is being stored there, is made to an organization owned by his wife, Awohi Athletics. You understand? So let me ask you these questions just rhetorically. So here, the state DHHL response was, well, he was going to put in, or something to the effect of paraphrasing, he was going to put in for the lease. Well, stop. You're fining George Grace for doing something on land that you say he didn't have authorization. But this gentleman is doing this, right? And then you offer statements to protect him. But the problem is, at that time, you know, like I know, the governor had a moratorium saying no leases were to be given, right?
That's right.
So why would the DHHL, in the case of Awohi, lie for him and defend him, then on the other hand, cut up on George Grace? So here's not protecting George Grace. This is the equivalent of my house being bombed.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to convey.
Yeah.
If the government can discriminate openly and with no shame or no concerns, that's when you know your government is eroded. See, we can all take it personal, and I can cry on your shoulder about what happened to me. But the bigger picture is they're able to do it to anyone and has done and will do it again. And so that's the big issue. So when David Ige talks about he going to come in and do better than the governor, I would say I know what horse manure looks like, and I know what BS looks like. Give me some specific plans, David Ige, Mufi Hanneman. Mufi hadn't been in that capacity for that, but guess who else was involved involved in government? Duke Iona, right?
Well, you know, Duke's another thing too, because when Duke came out of retirement, because that's what he was at the time when he took on LG with Linda Lino, everybody said, oh, he was a retired judge. No. He retired from the bench to go home and take care of his children. That was the reason why he retired.
That was his declaration. That's what he said. I recall something to that.
For 8 years, you sit on a fifth floor? How do you take care of your children? Now he's saying he's taking care of his grandchildren, and now he wants to get 4 more years up on the fifth floor, taking care of his grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's another story, too.
I say what you should do is, if you really, really, really want to make a difference, Uncle Joe, let's have a write-in campaign to get the Ke Aloha or Kaneshiro. We need some real hard-hitting people that are pounding the table and says, damn it, enough is enough is enough. I watched the police department having to go over there and talk to those legislators to beg for support and all, and it's like, come on, I know we're not in a police state, but they shouldn't have to be spending that much time begging these guys when the legislators won't even have good ethics laws for themselves. You know, so
I agree with you.
But we need a write-in. We need somebody that has a little light. I don't know if it's even late or too. I don't know the politics and the system here to speak to that, but wishful thinking. Anybody. But I just pick him. I watched and something got to give.
You know, something has started to happen as a result of the panel coming here. It's waking up the sleeping giant. Hundreds of people showed up at the gate. Hundreds of people showed up to testify, and they only took comment. So, you know, my question to the panel was, how much weight does a comment hold in retrospect to how much weight does a testimony hold?
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn on and I say, once you find out that the Hawaiian people is in fact the indigenous people of Hawaii, get ready to pack your bag and go home.
Yeah.
Now, before you go home, you make sure you pay the back rent and all penalties that is applicable to late payment.
Well, unless someone say to the governor, if we're going to have the Hawaiian Homes Commission there are no checks and balances. An independent Hawaii, if in fact the Hawaiian people wish to continue this route, someone is going to have to speak to say that you can have all the grandest ideas in the world, advised by the greatest minds on this planet ever. You're still stuck in the middle of a mud puddle because you have to defer to the governor's appointee to even get anything.
Let's do it.
Period. And unless...
And I'm hoping that everything goes in my direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I can address the one head, two hat.
Yeah.
We cannot have that one head, two hat. That all came in at the beginning when it was sugar planters that started. That's where it started. When the Hawaiian Homes Commissions Act was first made, sugar planters, it came on a rider act as a result of sugar planters having the right to renew their leases of the lands for sugar.
Yeah.
Now, my question to that is, if you in 1920 or 1923 thereabouts had the renewal of leases to the land for your sugar, when did, in the matter of 40 years, inside of 40 years, when did that lease land turn fee simple and that you sold the land?
Well, that's...
That's another story.
No, that's... we have this building that was put into place in the middle of the freeway and it's blocking traffic, and so we want to engage in... How's a brick made? Who cares?
Yeah.
My point is that... You need to tear down and knock, demolish this whole system that you have. That and when I see commissioners being appointed, vying to get appointed by the governor and being appointed, who would hurry to a fire drill when there's no water in the tank or there's no foam in today's firefighting? Who? When there's no map. I have to be careful not sounding disrespectful to the, but it's good enough to stand back and see this thing, how dysfunctional it is and how broken it is, but it's a bigger issue and a difficulty for you and others to say, hell no, I don't want to be a part of that. I would love to be a commissioner. It's like joining in something you know is going to fail. It's designed to fail. It never worked, and it never will. Frustrate themselves to the point that they would go join in? It's like, you know, you know your team is never going to win, but you just can't, you know, for the sake of competing, you...
Well, you know, I have a long legacy in Hawaiian Homes, and you know that.
Yeah.
One of my mom's oldest brother was a director commissioner, and then his daughter was director commissioner, and now I'm there. But I'm just a commissioner. I'm a nobody. I'm the only one that's sitting by myself right now, and it's okay. If it takes me to open up my mouth and bring things to the table, like I said, I am very concerned about Carol Cox and about George Grace. In the piping and the threat. We need to do something. When are we going to do something?
Well, I'm concerned with George Grace can put up a good fight, and I've watched him. But I'm concerned for that little boy or that little girl that is Native Hawaiian, where there has been something in place for them to benefit from. And they never get to experience it because all the other jackasses in life got their own, turned their backs, do nothing for them. I started this off in looking at Collie Watson with his involvement in Hawaiian Homes, the chairman. And I found that he owed monies, and the DHHL agreed to make him pay back the monies. What's the other commissioner? Collie was a director, chairman, and director of DLNR or DHHL. But what's the state representative out there in Michael Kahikina? They seem to be getting what they want. So it's not just what Neil Abercrombie and all the others and what David Ige are doing, but the other thing that plague the Hawaiian homes thing is that you got guys that come to get for themselves and then are careful to speak on behalf of a beneficiary like George Grace or like the no-namers who would love to own a trucking company but can't afford to pay the big bucks for rent. So they try to go into the Hawaiian homes and rent from them, but they can't do that because Hawaiian homes is given many acres to Pasha so that Pasha can make money and rent it to people, and they don't even get the Hawaiian homeland doesn't even get any of the money. So these are the things that when we say Higa is Ige is going to do this, I would like to ask some specific questions. What are you going to do about Pasha? Are you going to? Can you promise us that you're going to kick them out and recover the millions and millions of dollars that they were? And I have the email to say we allow them to rent this land out while others couldn't. We amended their permits to rent while others couldn't because they have a lull in their economy. When the economy is bad, it helps them sustain themselves. I didn't know that Hawaiian homelands was to set up to sustain a person, a non-native Hawaiian from Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So who on earth would continue to subscribe to this kind of nonsense?
Or even to Pasha.
So I say to...
It's smart.
I say to going in a full circle now, this is the cover-up. This is why you don't get any investigation. This is why a person like myself can be hit and beaten up on the streets, killed, and then my house be firebombed, because these are the things that I'm speaking to. These are the things that I'm uncovering. These are the things that nobody wants to speak to. And these are the things that the individuals that attacked me, that carry out the physical aspect of this cover-up, is welcome and is shielded and protected by Hawaiian homeland. You understand?
Yeah, by some of the people in the department.
The facts are there. I have the facts. I can articulate it in a fashion that it'll be there.
Yes.
And show you that everything, no one can say that I came in their property and raided their refrigerator. That's why they're beating me up. What they can say is that I have documented and I have presented to the governor and the attorney general's office, and nothing happened.
Nothing has been done.
And then we are saying it's for the Hawaiian people. They wouldn't know a Hawaiian person if they walked in and bit them in the ass right now and said, "Oh, I'm Hawaiian. I'm a beneficiary." And I, no. You go back to the back of the list. Well, where is the list? Oh, that's that 40-year-old list sitting over there. Put your name on there. We'll get to you.
Yep.
That's... Who on this good earth will even continue to subscribe to that? The commissioner, I noticed the one guy who is kind of nice guy, I can't think of it, Hopkins.
He's no longer.
I know. Brilliant people. How did they get attracted and gravitate to this thing knowing that they get on no voice? I mean, aren't they worried about participating in a failed system and in upholding it and supporting it and propping it up?
Well, at this stage of the game, for now, I thank you for being what you are. I thank you for bringing to light, giving me all that opportunity to go from house to house that was boarded, that was boarded, that was boarded. And then they come take one house down?
Yeah.
The haunted house?
Well, you like that, huh?
Listen, it was ready in the line of fire. Every day, thousands of people pass by.
Uncle Joe, you got to admit, you've never seen government move its ass that fast ever, have you?
Before you know it, the house was... A lot was empty.
Well, real quick, so people know what happened. There's Hawaiian homeland and people dying in parks and on the sidewalks and chased around. And here's homes sitting vacant and collapsing from no use. And we pointed out one in the news, and voila, the state hurried over there and tore it down so there couldn't be any further photographs of.
Yep.
Hey, so
thank you.
Remind me of the Continental Airlines commercial. We move our tails for you.
Oh, did they? And then some.
Because you're kicking it. Well, all righty. Well, thank you.
Hey, listen, I called you a 10, but you're an 8.
Okay, all righty, good.
No.
Urination? Urination? What was it that the guy said? Urination?
No, I'm not a urination. I'm just being pissed off and pissed off.
And that's right. It would have been a 10, but she's just urinate. The judges said, no, you would have been a 10, but you're an 8. Hey, have a good day.
All right, thank you.
God bless
Aloha.
You.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Anyway, the guys, I'm chuckling here because that's my state of mind. It gets to me that my family is a part of this now, and I'm going to take it to as far as I can. And I think those of you out there that worry that I'm anti-government and all, I'm anti-corrupt government, period. And I've been careful and saying things and what have you early on because let the process play. But what we have here now is something we all should be concerned with. And the Hawaiian homelands, in closing, I'll tell you the Department of Health, I call Stephen Chang, he's the head of the Solid and Hazardous Waste Branch. And I tell him there's more than 1,000 tires buried on Chad Suarez's property, the same area that the calcium hydroxide in that vicinity. And there's other chemicals and waste that was dumped there illegally. So I was told, we were told by the Attorney General not to do anything because something big's coming down, right? Well, just hold off and go dig up the rest and something bigger will be coming down. But no, nothing's happened. I'm still reporting, still documenting, and then I'm met with an attack, a firebomb. While, again, I don't welcome that behavior, but I hope the message that I don't want this all to happen in vain. I want you to understand. Part of my efforts is not just showing you a hole with trash stuck in it or somebody dumped it. The bigger part of my effort is to say, as a free people, we have a right to breathe clean air, drink clean water, and enjoy our lives. And also to leave it for the children, or just to hell with the children, leave it to be, period, as we found it, or best we could. That's where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to be a hero. I don't like the thought of a smell of a burning car, period. But being that it is, I hope you understand I'm not being arrogant about this, or as I use the term cocksure, and it was quoted in someone. Apparently they don't use that term. There's several meanings. But when you see the swagger and the confidence that these guys displayed coming on my property to burn my car, to set my house on fire, they were too sure of themselves because they've been encouraged by the state. This is just an environmentalist, loudmouth or whatever, and nobody gives a damn about him. He has no rights when it comes to the state. So he's just a thorn in their side, and they've basically, by no action or taking no actions against us thugs, we have carte blanche access to burn him out, run him out, beat him out, kill him out. Just know this. In this situation, it's Carol Cox. Tomorrow would be you, or whatever your names are. So that's all that I'm speaking about, and not being a hero or irresponsible or irrational. I'm just trying to put it on the line for you. It's bigger than what you think. Caller, good morning. Go ahead real quick.
Okay, real quick. I really think that our listeners need to do something, and that is call the governor at 586-0034 and call Bill Ina at 587-0400. He's the chair of DHNL.
DLNR.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Do something. This can't happen in Hawaii. We are not Chicago. We are not all those other places where thugs rule our streets and now come into our homes. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and aloha. Anyway, guys, I will submit to you this. While they may beat me back, I'm the one that's speaking out. And so that's going to send a message to the next guy. If you dare speak out, this is what will happen to Carol Cox. It will happen to you. I don't want to be that party or that poster child for that. So help me out. Don't worry about me being burned. And I appreciate all that love you share me. But just know it's more important to me that you don't drop the ball and allow this thing to erode any further. That's what this is about. It isn't about an individual, because if that was the case, many of people that have fought for freedom and for fairness and openness and open government and clean government would have died in vain. So let's not just celebrate soldiers going at July 4th picnics and concerts and these good stories. Let's follow that whole line of thinking and support this. People die in vain. They give their life for this, and I can't give enough. Mine's is pale in comparison to what people have done and given their lives up. Imagine those guys going abroad to protect and an IED or UID, unexploded ordnance, blow up on them. They were there, whatever political reason you think they were, whatever, they left here saying, being told they were going to instill and install freedom and encourage it. And right here on our doorsteps, at my, not my doorstep, right here at my garage, kaboom. But boy, did they look cool when they were running and it blew up on them. A little humor in that. So we'll see you next week. Take care, and I hope to be around tomorrow. Take care.
Show on 1080 AM KWAI Honolulu.